said that in the last days there'll come many false Christs, and it can go both ways. It can be people say I am the Christ, meaning like if I told you I'm Jesus Christ, which
right,
I'm not,
right.
Or it could be people say he is the Christ, but they deceive. And I would tell you groups like the Mormons,
right,
Jehovah's Witnesses are saying,
they're
yeah,
cults.
Jesus is the Christ, but they have a false Christ.
Right.
So they are a cult, but I got to be honest with you in love. The Roman Catholics are not far different.
No, I know that.
Because
I'm originally Norman. I know that they're
okay.
A cult.
So then let's keep going. We don't stop. We don't stop testing there. The evangelicals come out of what I believe is the whore system.
Right.
I'm in traffic and I'm a street preacher, so this is just how I talk, man.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. So the Roman Catholics, I believe, are the whore system of Babylon.
Right. Yeah, I've read
okay.
that before.
And I believe the evangelicals, it's not, I believe, it's true. They're the daughters of the whore. Why? They came out of her. And do they not keep many of the false ways that the Roman Catholics keep? Let me give you an example. Christmas.
Right.
Who invented that?
Right.
The Roman Catholics. And the evangelicals and the non-denoms and everybody, except like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Right.
They got that right.
Do you think someone who celebrates Christmas will go to hell?
Well, will one sin keep you out of the kingdom of God?
If you have faith in Jesus' death, resurrection, his death, burial, and resurrection, you are a saved person.
You believe you can just live in any sin you want?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay.
Haven't you read Romans?
Yeah. So
Paul talks about it.
Romans 6. Paul says, now that grace has come, shall we keep sinning?
Yep.
So one lie.
Right.
Revelation 22 says, if you practice in love and keep one lie, it'll keep you out of the kingdom.
Right.
Christmas is a lie.
Well, okay, but
it's a lie, and you're practicing,
but
and it's a lie, ma'am.
Okay, look at this. Once you become saved,
you're not
still
saved
sin?
Yet. Are you married?
No.
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Does a marriage have to endure? Did your husband die?
No.
You got divorced.
Right.
It didn't endure.
No, it did not
endure. Do we have to endure in a saving faith, or we just can say we got married once?
So that means I'm saved by works.
No, you're saved by Christ, and your works prove you're following him.
I get this.
Your works prove you're following him. He said, I made the way of eternal life for those who obey. Ma'am, if you don't like how I'm talking, you can step away. I'm preaching so everyone can hear me.
Well, that's why I'm curious.
She's not complaining.
I'm a Christian.
She's not complaining. Yeah, give her one.
I am in like so many Bible studies. Okay.
That may be the problem.
I was going to say, that might be the problem, ma'am. What you need to do is have a willing heart to obey, to lay down your life for him and obey him in all ways.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you go to church or not, but if you do, they're definitely not teaching you the ways of a woman.
I'm not going to church right now.
Good.
Awesome. Praise God.
That's awesome.
However,
that's awesome.
This is what I read in Romans also. Paul says God's kindness
leads to repentance.
Absolutely.
What's kindness? If I love
that
you,
that he died for our sins,
right?
Shed his blood and rose again.
It leads to repentance. So what you and I and my wife Amen and anyone else that loves God should do is go, you know what? God so loved the world he sent Jesus Christ.
Right.
His kindness not to destroy us like
I'll
he did with Noah.
Okay.
His kindness not to destroy us like he did in Noah's day should lead me to repentance, which means what is repentance, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Changing your mind, changing all
changing
your ways,
your
leaving every false way. Psalm 119:104 says, I hate every false way.
Right.
And let me go back. Christmas is a false way.
Right.
Easter is a false way. Dressing, living, acting, talking like the culture is a sinful false way.
Right.
God's people are set apart
right.
to live in holiness and obedience. And let me just tell you something. Your heart might be right for God, you think, but guess what your heart's an expression of? Out of my mouth is the abundance of my heart.
Right.
Out of the abundance of your heart, you'll live. So
right.
if you go, I want holiness for God, you got to go, hey, I watch TV and it's all worldly and carnal.
Right.
That's unholy. Hey, I...
And the Holy Spirit convicts
yeah, I look at other men and I lust. That's ungodly.
No, I don't do
I dress...
I don't want to care
okay,
about it.
I dress in a way yeah. that is prideful.
Right.
God hates. It's an abomination.
Right.
Pride is an abomination. Yeah. You got to be willing to lose all
me?
That.
You know what you're telling me, though? Here's how I study the
He's
Bible
telling
now.
You obedience. Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
That's
which is fruit of your
have
salvation.
You ever
have you ever...
We're trying to help you to go deeper in it and obey.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to push back.
Right. No, here's what I'm...
Worthy,
you're not listening to me.
Fruits yeah. worthy of repentance.
What,
okay.
What he's right, go one more concept. I'll let you give one more concept.
I believe in dispensational Bible teaching.
Oh, that's a lie.
Because here's the thing. The whole Bible is to us. But it's not for us. If you
that's
go read the four Gospels, I want you to go read in there.
Ma'am, I've studied
Jesus
the four Gospels.
Jesus came
for the Israelites.
And he told them to only go to the Jews.
Yeah, exactly.
Paul,
but the truth
God
of God
showed the mystery
yep.
to Paul.
But the truth of God is for all of us. Jesus said we live by just the epistles
right.
or every word out of the mouth of God.
We're in the age of grace
no.
right now.
And grace does not allow you to keep sinning. Jesus
well,
said, ready? Romans teaches repentance. Colossians teaches repentance.
Mm-hmm.
many books Paul wrote in your so-called dispensation teaches repentance. Right. I deal with dispensational people all the time. It's a lie. It was invented in the 1800s. You probably believe...
I read it in my Bible.
You probably believe there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. You probably believe there's going to be
a... I do, because what Paul says in Timothy.
That's a no. terrible lie.
Paul doesn't teach about the rapture in Timothy. I think you mean First Thessalonians.
Oh, Thessalonians.
Yeah, but Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation. Right. Here's the point. I'm glad you're not going to church. Right. You should study your Bible, but here's the thing. The fruit of your holiness and the fruit of your being born again is that you're striving to come out of the world. Jesus said, my sheep, hear my voice, follow me, and examine your life, ma'am, and are you following the culture or are you following Jesus? And it looks like you're following the culture.
I count on the fact that the Holy Spirit will guide you
convicts me.
But it does it through the scriptures.
Yeah.
Through the scriptures.
A lot of
people say that.
I only read the scriptures. Only.
But.
And it says.
Did you know?
Can I help you on that? That is a tree. Because if you were only reading the scriptures, you would never get dispensationalism. You would never get pre-trib rapture. You would never be walking around in pride and vanity.
Can I give you one? Paul.
Tell me.
The Corinthians is in your so-called dispensation. Paul told women to cover their heads.
I know.
You
however,
don't.
You know that, but
yes,
why
I do.
Are you not doing it?
How is your head covered?
Because I'm not under law. I'm under grace.
So
and
you
back
mean,
then...
You mean Corinthians? He wasn't teaching to the people
in
under
Corinthians,
grace?
Okay, in Corinthians...
So you don't do the
he
Lord's Supper
also,
either.
No, I don't. I don't believe that you
You don't believe
do
in the Lord's Supper that's in 1 Corinthians 11.
You're in grace.
I don't believe
you need to repent of
what
all
about
that?
The thief
you're in
the
danger.
Cross.
You're in sin.
What about him? He follows through the whole gospel.
He has faith in Christ.
I have no idea what you said. If you want to talk, come and stop. If not, you're a mocker. Go on. The judgment of God is coming for you, sir.
He repented of what he did because he defended
Was he baptized?
He defended Christ. You don't need baptism.
You don't. That's what I said.
Water baptism is part of obedience, but it's not. You don't need it for salvation. Yeah, but dispensationalism.
I know I love my Lord
Here's
Jesus Christ.
If you love him,
you'll obey, and I won't cover my head.
There you go. So you don't love him, and you won't come out of the culture.
The Muslims cover their head.
Ma'am. Hold on. Ma'am. The Muslims started teaching covering their heads 800 years after Paul taught it.
Right.
Do not use that as an excuse, ma'am.
I'm not.
You're walking in sin.
Look, I'm with the Lord.
We love you enough to tell you. You're walking in sin, but you're not obeying it, ma'am.
No.
I have articles.
I'm free by grace.
I have articles. You're not free to sin.
You're
not free to sin. The lady says that grace sets her free to keep sin and worldliness. This is not true. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Obey the doctrines of God. If you live in sin, you're not under grace. Paul says...
Know what Paul's mystery is?
Paul said, if we are born of Christ and died with him, how can we live in sin?
I will just say this. You are not getting anybody to believe right now.
Really? Only the Holy Spirit gets
Only
people to believe.
Only the Holy Spirit.
Then why are you telling me I get people to believe? It's the Holy Spirit that gets people to believe.
We plant seeds, God does
But they preached repentance and obedience, and they called out false believers.
I think you're doing the opposite.
Nope, you need to just go on your way, because false believers that trample the grace of Jesus Christ will be deceived and will be judged on Judgment Day. Ma'am, you're worldly, you're carnal, you're sinful. You need to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Trampling the blood of Jesus is walking in the so-called grace and living in sin and disobedience. It's loving to tell people not to trample the blood of Jesus Christ, but to turn and repent and seek the kingdom in spirit, in truth, and righteousness.